The elderly are one of the most vulnerable population when it comes to the coronavirus, and that has left many people caring for their loved ones, whether they are living in or out of nursing homes. In part two of our interview, we talk about those concerns with Mary Peterson, with Delaware's Long-Term Care Incident Command at the State Health Operations Center. What do you say to folks who are concerned about the fact that they have their parents or relatives, older relatives, in these nursing homes? What do you tell them?
It's sad because it is a concern because the residents are in a setting where they're housed together. So I certainly understand anyone's concern if they have a family member living in long-term care. The facilities, however, and we are checking to make sure that the facilities are using the proper infection control techniques. We're checking to make sure that they're using the appropriate personal protective equipment. And of course, by moving the residents to other areas of the facility and isolating them, that also helps us lower the risk of transmission. So we are doing everything we can with our long-term care facilities and supporting them. In addition, if any long-term care facility has even one resident who is COVID positive, we have been instructing them from the beginning that they automatically wear full personal protective equipment for all of the residents in that facility so as not to be transmitting the virus between residents.
Are relatives allowed to visit them in person, or is there a restriction on that?
There has been a restriction in place since early March. The only visitations that are permitted, and it's on a case-by-case basis, is for individuals who are at the end of life, and those are considered compassionate visits for relatives to be able to visit their loved one prior to an expected death. Other than that, all visitation is restricted. However, all of the facilities have been encouraged to set up alternate means of communication, particularly things such as iPads, so that people could FaceTime and have face-to-face contact with their relatives outside the facility and those that are outside with their family member who's inside the facility.
Finally, I wanted to ask you, what do you tell folks who are taking care of their parents or their elderly relatives, trying to be a caregiver, as it were, outside of these facilities? Any recommendations for them?
Oh, you know, this illness is a silent killer. The most important thing that anyone can do, particularly for an elder relative in the community right now, is have them stay at home. If they don't have to go out and shop and you can do the shopping for them, then, you know, please do that. This is a very critical time for these individuals. And if we can prevent them from getting exposed in the community, that is the number one priority for keeping them safe. And it's very difficult. You know, I mean, people have been staying at home now for almost 2 months. And, you know, that's difficult. But unfortunately, that's the safest practice, particularly for our elder population.
Mary Peterson is with Delaware's Long-Term Care Incident Command at the State Health Operations Center. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.